I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some football, NFL Lunch style. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Joining us now to talk about the NFL season, which is just a couple of weeks away from kicking off officially. Another preseason weekend coming your way. Longtime NFL writer, Lindy's the football annual, still happening, everybody. He's our friend. He's your friend. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy, Howard Balzer. Howard, what's happening?
Not much, guys. Not much. You know, I do have to ask you a quick question, as we all love Ruth's Chris, but have any of you ever had actually lunch there?
Lunch at Ruth's Chris? Had dinner there. I've never had lunch.
Yeah,
when we broadcast from there, Bob, they brought us lunch. Remember?
I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You weren't there. Yeah, I've had lunch there.
I'm sure it's very good. Sure it's very good.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth the money. Let's just put it that way. Howard Balzer. But before we talk about steak, and it is lunchtime, I'm getting kind of hungry here, but it's Arizona Cardinals. Because you're with that team and you're following them and you look at the NFC West. Well, Stafford's back okay. Rams are the team to beat. 49ers are healthy. Watch out for them. I mean, they've been to Super Bowls and NFC Championship games, et cetera, et cetera. Then you got Seattle, Mike McDonald, year number two there. Where do the Cardinals fit in to all of this? Haven't really heard much drama coming out of there. As a, you know, Kyler Murray seems to be on point. Can they maximize Marvin Harrison Jr.? What do you see from that Cardinals team that might lead us to believe if we're looking for maybe a sleeper in the NFC, it might be them?
It very well could be, and you're right, there hasn't been much drama. And I think what's kind of forgotten is that last season, obviously they improved from 4 wins to 8 wins in the second year of Jonathan Gannon. And those 8 wins were only 2 games behind the Rams and Seattle, for that matter. Rams win the division on a tiebreaker, but only 2 games behind. And so I think they're right in the mix in this division, where I don't know that any of the teams are at the point where they could run away and hide and, you know, come up with 12, 13 wins, something like that. So I think it's going to be very competitive. The schedule, everyone talks about the 49ers having this easy schedule, which based on last year's records, they do. But all, you know, every team in this division has 8 games against the NFC South and the AFC South. And so that's a big reason why those strength of schedule numbers look pretty favorable. So I like I said, I think this is one of those divisions, guys, that you can make. You wouldn't be surprised if any of them win it, and you wouldn't be surprised if any which one of them finishes fourth, because I think it will be that close and that competitive.
Hey, Howard, when I watched the Cowboys' first two preseason games, I mean, they look awful right now. I mean, because I got a chance. They played the Ravens, so I got a chance to really study them. But, I mean, offensively, they really stink. And to me, it kind of shows their depth, which they don't have a lot of.
You know, the thing is with depth, and it was interesting because the Cardinals, for example, beat Kansas City in week one, which what does that mean? And then they got blown out by the Broncos this last weekend. And everyone's talking about the offense. They couldn't move the ball with their third quarterback, Clayton Toon. But they're playing with, you know, all backup offensive linemen. And so I think sometimes when we look at depth in the preseason, it's not that you're saying, oh, there's not that good depth because of the backups. But the issue is all the backups are playing together at the same time. And that's usually going to be pretty ugly. That's different than obviously having maybe your sixth or seventh offensive lineman who has to come in and play along with the other starters. So that's a lot different. And it's so, in my mind, I often say, guys, that sometimes it seems that there are people that they just never have seen preseason games before. And the way they, I mean, look at Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo got blown out. Gosh, who'd they even play? The Bears. And everyone's, oh my goodness, the Bears and the Bears and the Bears. Well, yeah, Caleb Williams looked good, but they were going against all the Bills' backup defense. And so I think that's what makes the preseason so very difficult to truly evaluate. And you really can't evaluate anything until the regular season begins. So, you know, we'll see where the Cowboys are. They've got issues, as they always do, with different things. But I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were in the games they've played once everybody's playing when the regular season starts.
Now, Howard, if you were a Cincinnati Bengal fan and you watched their first team defense last night against Washington's first team offense, you know, and you saw what you saw defensively last night, what are you thinking?
Well, that's one of the things where you look at that and you say, what you're hoping for from the Bengals is that they improve on defense, which was their Achilles heel last season. And it doesn't appear that they've improved. They've made some additions, but of course they also have, you know, Trey Hendrickson holding in. And how's that going to be resolved? And, you know, here we are, you know, a week from today is the cut to 53. And so this is the last week of practice, essentially, before the prep week for the first, you know, for opening week. And so the Bengals did all they could to get Burrow signed a couple years ago. They get T. Higgins re-signed. They get Jamar Chase a new contract, and they're playing around with the defense. I mean, they changed all these coaches, but you got to improve the players, and that's a big question with where the Bengals are right now on that side of the ball.
You like what you're seeing thus far from the Giants, because they're getting some positive buzz, I guess, because of Jackson Dart gives them hope for the future, possibly.
Yeah, no, I think he's done nicely when he's been in there. He's obviously their quarterback of the future. That, you know, Russell Wilson is a good, you know, stopgap for now. Who knows, maybe another season or two. But it's going to be Dart. The question is, you know, when that happens. But, you know, this is a team that has some talent. You know, they're getting Andrew Thomas back from the physically unable to perform list. He hasn't practiced all summer. But, you know, that's a big question, too. When you've missed essentially a month of training camp, how are you going to be when now all of a sudden you're practicing again? Are you going to be ready physically to play in an NFL game? That's a question for him and a lot of other guys around the league. But, you know, I think that's a team that, it's true of a lot of teams, guys, that, you know, you have a bad season, and usually, I remember a player once said to me who played for Joe Paterno at Penn State back years ago, he always used to say, things are never as good as they look or as bad as they look. It's somewhere in between. And I think that's where the Giants are. And if they stay healthy and get good play from Wilson and the defense improves, then I don't know that they're a playoff team, but they can certainly be better than they were last season.
Is there any young quarterback, you know, that you've seen in the preseason, first, second year guy that you really are impressed with?
Well, you know, I think Bo Nix, you know, once again, of course, he didn't play at all in week two. And so, I mean, he impressed a lot of people, obviously, last season. And so that's, you know, that Broncos team, you know, could have a chance to challenge Kansas City in the AFC West. And, you know, Tyler Shuck of New Orleans, I'm very curious what the Saints are going to do at that position. You know, he was okay over the weekend, but again, it's a preseason game. And, you know, Spencer Rattler came in and did a nice job. So I'm very curious what the Saints are going to do going into the start of the season as they choose a starter. But I think Shuck will be fine in time. You know, the question is, when do they decide, you know, to go with him? But Rattler has some ability. The question is the players around him. So, you know, Cam Ward has looked pretty solid for Tennessee. You know, once again, hard to evaluate. What will it be when real games begin and you're game planning and teams are game planning for you? You know, that's where you really learn a lot about quarterbacks, especially when they're playing in those situations as opposed to the preseason when you're just working on your own stuff.
Hey, Howard, why do you think it's been this year seemed more than any other year lately that so many starters have been playing?
You know, I think that, you know, teams are being very judicious with it, and there's been a little bit more of it. There's been some who haven't played many starters at all, but I do think there are, you know, teams that believe, hey, it's good to get these guys out there running around at least, and so you're not totally cold when the season begins. And, you know, part of it too is with only three preseason games and the way they have the schedule now is that you play this weekend with the final game and then you're not playing another game for 2 weeks. So I think a lot of teams want to at least get those starters, you know, a little bit of time, even just to get a little bit accustomed again, you know, to playing a football game, which you haven't done since, you know, last January or February. So I think that's why there's, you know, a little bit more of it. But teams don't play those guys, you know, very long because there's always that obvious, that fear of injury.
Longtime NFL writer Howard Balzer, 105.7 The Fan. Howard, real quick, who's going to lead Green Bay in receiving this year? Boyd Dowler, Sterling Sharp, or James Lofton? I mean, who's it going to be?
or Devontae Adams.
Right.
You know, they wish they had some of those guys. You know, they always seem to be able to get by with you know, with a group that is pretty good, together as opposed to just one guy. And Christian Watson might be one of their more, you know, certainly talented guys, but, you know, he's battling back, you know, from an injury. So, you know, that's a question for them. You know, obviously they've got, you know, the good quarterback, you know, in Jordan Love, but, you know, the question is pretty good running game. And that's something they're always going to do. But the question is who's going to emerge at that wide receiver position. And, you know, one guy to keep an eye on is Jaden Reed. You know, he's a third-year guy. A lot of people don't know much about him, but he's pretty good. And then the rookie, Matthew Golden, first-round pick. It's going to be up to those guys to really step up if the Packers are going to challenge the Lions in that division.
Howard Balzer, always great to talk to you. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks, get your official predictions prior to the 2025 season.
Sounds good, guys. Take
Thanks,
care.
Howard.
Have a good one.
There's Howard Balzer, everyone. We'll come back. American League East report what happened in the division last night outside of the Orioles beating the Red Sox. Blue Jays took it on the chin, spoiler alert. And we'll look at today's schedule, the updated standings, and we'll get back to John Harbaugh. Met with the media yesterday as the Ravens creep closer to the Commanders this weekend, and then the Bills coming up September 7th, Sunday night there.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the AL East report. Paired up Tuesday, Orioles last night, 6-3 over the Red Sox. Trevor Rogers, 7 innings pitched, 1 run, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. Actually turned out to be the only run of the day for the Boston team. Trevor Rogers continues this brilliant run of success that we've talked about. As long as it keeps happening, let's ride this wave, man. Hopefully for a couple more seasons. Samuel Basayo drove in 2 runs last night, became the first Oriole ever to have multi-RBIs in his first 2 games. Dylan Beavers got his first ribby, driving in Samuel Basayo. Gunnar Henderson, 2-for-4, had the monster home run to center field off Dustin May, and then the triple down the line. Ryan Mountcastle, he was 3-for-5 with a ribby. Orioles were 4-for-10. With runners in scoring position. Talked about this about an hour ago with Rockabacco. Orioles pitching has been incredible last 29 games. And going back to the second game of the doubleheader against the Red Sox on May the 24th, the Orioles are 42-33. That happened to be the first game Trevor Rogers started for them here in 2025. Tomo Sugano, 10-5 with a 4.13, taking on Walker Buehler, former Dodger, 7-7, 5.43. Red Sox 68-48, 41-24 at Fenway. Orioles 58-67, 28-37 on the road. BBT coming up tonight at 6 o'clock with Tim Barbalace, Jim Hunter getting you ready for game 2 of this series. There was another game in the American League East yesterday, only one, and the Pirates taking on the Blue Jays. Things were tight late, and then a miscue did in the Toronto ball club.
Oh, and it gets away. There we go. Goes into the Pirates dugout, and that's how the Pirates will take the lead. A wild pitch gives the Pirates a 3-2 lead in the seventh.
They would tackle a couple of more. Root Sports on the call. 5-2 was the final score there. Kevin Gausman on the hill for Toronto. Paul Skeens for the Pirates. Neither factored in the decision, but things got away late, obviously, for the Blue Jays, taking it on the chin. Back at it again tonight in Pittsburgh, 6:40 first pitch. The Yankees are at Tampa, taking on the Rays at 7:35. And then the Orioles again in Boston at 7:10. Standings here in the American League East and beyond on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Blue Jays 5 up on the New York Yankees, who have now tied the Red Sox. New York's won 3 in a row. They're rolling a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
We won't see Aaron Judge in the outfield, as Aaron Boone said. Still dealing with some stuff there. Tigers 8.5 up on Cleveland in the Central. KC's 9 back, but they've won 4 straight, 7 of 10. Houston game and a half up on Seattle in the West. Philly 5.5 up on the Mets in the East. Brewers 9 up on the Cubs. Beat them yesterday, 7-0. They're back at it today, but nine games up are the Milwaukee Brewers' best record in baseball. Padres have lost four in a row, which means they've dropped two games behind the Dodgers in the NL West. Wild cards if they started today. And man, Yankees, Mariners, Red Sox all have a winning percentage of 540. So they would be the three wild card teams, of course. Cleveland's three games back. Kansas City's 3.5. Nolan, you want me to go there? Orioles are 9.5. 9.5. They're only half game behind the Twinkies, though. They might be passing Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota's 6-0 against the Orioles, but can't beat anybody else. They're 2000. After that 13-game winning streak, they've been dreadful. You talk about a team that traded away everybody. Oh. They did at the trade deadline. National League wild cards, Cubbies, Padres, Mets. We talked earlier about the Reds. They're only a game back, and then everything else is just kind of 5, 5.5. Etc., etc., etc. Rockies, by the way, have won four in a row. Showing a little late pulse here in late August. It's too little too late for them, as they've already cut if their manager, and it's the rebuild that never ends. They're the Siberia of baseball right now are the Colorado Rockies. When we come back, well, the Ravens want to be in the football penthouse this year, as they're one of the favorites to get to Super Bowl 60. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh when we come back. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Coming up here in a couple of weeks, big day as they celebrate 50th anniversary that day of the 1975 Baltimore Colts, which we'll talk about next couple of weeks. Matter of fact, Rustin Rifle Burt Jones will be joining us in a couple of weeks, so you don't want to miss that. But Cleveland comes here. Joe Flacco was named yesterday as the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Flacco and Harbs came into the NFL or came to Baltimore at the same time, 2008. So, John, I got a lot of tears being shed that day.
Yeah, I just focus us on that aspect of it. I mean, we know we play in week two, and we'll be preparing for them now. Just, you know, you prepare for your first really four opponents, you know, in terms of preparation for those games. So knowing that he'll be the starter is good. I'm sure that I think we had that idea already, probably, you could tell. But a lot of respect for Joe. Obviously, his homecoming back here will be a big story. We'll try to just focus on, you know, playing the best game we can. But we know Joe can sling it. You know, we know what he's capable of doing. We also know what kind of team they are and how tough they are to play against. So that'll be it won't be the focus right away directly, but it'll be in the back of our minds.
I would think the best thing for the Ravens, Bob, is to Joe in the opener, lay a clunker, you know, throw a couple picks and stuff. I think that would be the best thing, you know, for the Ravens. They got a lot more things prior to Joe Flacco to worry about with the Buffalo Bills first.
Yeah, but then it's like last year. You lose to Kansas City, don't lose to the Raiders week two, which is exactly what happened. And at John Harbaugh's point, look, they won a Super Bowl together.
Mm-hmm.
Won a lot of games together. Played in the postseason multiple times together. Harbs won't really be able to give Joe the praise until Joe's going in the Ring of Honor. Whenever he hangs up the jersey, whenever that is. Or if John's even still the coach when that day happens, John Harbaugh will, you know, their first game together was against the Bengals in 2008 when Flacco ran 60 yards for a touchdown out of nowhere, by the way. But yeah, the proper praise will come when they're, you know, a couple beers in, like, yeah, you won me a Super Bowl and
you're
a dude for real.
Yeah, and I think Bisciotti, they'll all feel that way about Flacco. I would imagine that, and I don't know Joe Flacco. Do you know him at all, Bob? I've
interviewed him twice. Yeah. Did a couple player shows with him.
Sounds like he's pretty decent guy, and probably, you know, when you're just sitting around having a beer with him or whatever, probably kind of a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But on the football, he looks a little stiff.
Yeah, in week two, I mean, especially, you know, even if the Ravens beat Buffalo, now it's like, well, we got to start 2-0 here.
No doubt.
Yeah, they want Joe Flacco to get sacked six times and throw three picks is what they want to see that particular day. But here he is when he left the Ravens after the 18 season. Then he went to Denver. That didn't work out well. Then he bounced from the Jets to Philly and then to Cleveland and then last year in Indy. I would have guessed after he was third stringing in what was Philadelphia thing at the time. There's no way he's going to be playing in 2025. But not only is he playing, he's starting, which is testament to he's got dough. The compete is certainly there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's still doing it.
He loves it.
Yeah, and if he gets on a heater, starts airing that thing around, you never know.
Well, I think it was for Stefanski, Bob, because when he started for Stefanski off the couch, you know, kind of like Van Oy did for the Ravens, off the couch, 4-1 and took him to the playoffs, you know, so, and he ran Stefanski's offense, you know, with Chubb, they had Chubb and, you know, the play action pass, and that's what they're going to do this year. So get Judy the ball, get tight end, get Njoku the ball. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, they just want a quarterback that's not going to turn it over, but Joe tends to do that the more he plays.
Yeah, that playoff loss
was
devastating to them in a bad way. Now, this week for the Ravens at practice, we know the starters aren't playing against Washington at noon. Here's John talking about the focus. You know, looking at the young guys as roster spots are going to be determined here soon.
It'll be kind of focused on both of those two things. We do want to go down there and play, and guys are fighting for jobs and for opportunities, and also guys who'll be playing and we know are going to make the team will be playing in that game too, to get themselves ready for what's next and to gain experience. But then also we'll be practicing for the start of the regular season too.
Yeah, it's a little delicate, you know, like practicing this week for Buffalo. And the reason I say that is because you have 90 guys and you don't want to be putting any game plan type stuff in this week because some of those guys that get cut may get claimed by Buffalo. So that's the coaches are probably will be working. I think as we heard Harb say, you know, on the first four opponents, but they're going to be spending a lot of time on the Buffalo Bills and probably Cleveland Browns in these first couple weeks. But once they have their, once the cutdown next week now, it's all Buffalo prep starting probably Wednesday.
Speaking of young players, Keon Martin had the sack against Dallas this past Saturday. So, John, what's the update with this young man?
Yeah, you know, Keon, the first thing is I think his personality, man. It's this infectious personality. Always smiling. He's always energetic. He's always ready to roll. One day, one of the very first days, because, you know, he's kind of a trial guy, you know, and you know, he's fighting for his life from the first day. He's had to fight for his life like a lot of guys do every day. And I saw him early in the morning. One morning, he kind of had this like look on his face like he was tired and, you know, kind of grumpy. I'm like, why are you grumpy? I mean, you're in the National Football League. I mean, 3 days ago, where were you? You know, and here you are. You'd be walking around here with a smile on your face and a bounce in your step, buddy. And he started laughing. And that's how he's been. I mean, he was that way. I think he was probably just early. I don't know. Maybe he hadn't had breakfast yet.
The only thing I would say to that, Bob, is when the only thing you're talking about is infectious personality, you're not mentioning anything about his play on the field, yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, you can be grumpy all you want. He had three picks.
Right. how'd that girl look? You know, she's great personality, you know, and all those kind of things. Okay, how'd she really look? You know, practice squad is kind of the way I see that.
Now, we heard earlier John Harbaugh talking about some injured guys and their update health-wise. What's going on with Isaiah Likely here, Harbs?
You know what? I'll have to check on that. I don't have that option. Now, since it's week one, I'm probably not going to share that, you know, as easily as some of these other ones, just because I might want to keep him guessing a little bit on that one. But it was always going to be in that range first few weeks, so that one might be a little harder to pin down. Might be hard to pin me down on that one.
And I would think Harb's probably going to have a much better feel probably in 2 weeks, you know, than he is right now, because it's only been, you know, what, a couple of weeks since. So I'm guessing Harb's, he doesn't know right now.
I'm guessing, too, the more you ask him about Isaiah Likely with the uncertainty, the more grumpy he's going to get.
Oh, wait.
Hey, you're in the National Football League, buddy. Get a pep in your step.
Bob, 2 weeks from today at that Monday press conference or whatever, you think it's going to be a tight sphincter? Buffalo week?
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl or bust?
As he may be looser on Monday, but as the week goes on, yes. Tight.
Super Bowl or bust. DeAndre Hopkins back at practice today. Same with Jalen Armour Davis. No Pat Ricard, no Van Noy, no Jair Alexander, and no Chidobe Awuzie.
Yeah, Van Noy hadn't been out there for a while. Awuzie hadn't been out there for a while, and Alexander has not been out there for a while. Was there anything about Kyle Hamilton?
I do not see him not being there. I just have the updated attendance report from Jonas Schaefer. Okay.
Thanks, Jonas.
So there you go. We'll come back, take a trip through the punt house, Nolan McGraw. That Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock, followed by Baltimore baseball tonight. Orioles in Boston trying to sweep the miniseries. Tomo Sugano, give him some crooked numbers like everybody else would be getting lately. And you got Pasayo and Beavers making their home debuts coming up this weekend as well. Braddish should probably be up next week also. We'll be at Pickles Pub Thursday and Friday, getting you ready for that one as we're in the final weeks of the Major League Baseball season. Orioles trying to be spoilers here after their season got spoiled playoff hopes a long time ago. Ravens, well, their expectations are through the roof here in 2025. And Super Bowl or bust. I know John Harbaugh don't like hearing it, but they lose in the divisional round. At home, not buying it, not accepting it, but we're way, way far away from making that sort of absolute. We'll do our picks coming up in a couple of weeks. Maryland football starts in 11 days, so we're getting there, man. Still August, but the fall will be here. I noticed leaves falling in my backyard, which is a sure sign that things are happening. And here we are, third week of August, and it's 70 degrees outside. The hell?
Yeah.
I want it hot.
The thing, you know, you were talking about, Bob, the playoffs and being at home. The first 4 weeks, you can do a lot to help yourself be at home. You know, if you can, because you got, Kansas City, you got Buffalo. So, I mean, winning those two games would go a long ways into being at home.
Yeah, and they are certainly winnable.
Oh, no doubt.
Games. It's not
both
impossible.
On the road, but they're still winnable games.
But it's the games against the Browns.
Yeah.
That you have to worry about. Or let's see. I mean, you got Detroit. I mean, you got five playoff teams in your first six games from last year. So 5-1, we'll take it. Again, we'll do our picks. Don't want to get too carried away. But you can't lose games you're favored to win. How does that sound?
Well, they're going to be favored in everyone but two, probably, right?
Then they'll Bears favorite there, favorite at Miami, favorite Minnesota, blah, blah, blah. You know, who knows? Circumstances change. But you win in Buffalo, you beat Cleveland because now you're 2-0. We start talking about, hey, now you're like, hey, the first that home field advantage, maybe not far-fetched. Detroit blew them off the field 2 years ago. I mean, it's a different team, different, you know, seasons, obviously. But you get the point. They lose to Buffalo. If they're 0-2 like they were last year, probably running hot.
Yeah, me too.
Run a little hot.
Just because I think that defense is going to be so much. They're going to pick up where they left off last year and be better than that because they have better people. And I think they're going to be very aggressive. I think they're going to be in the top five in turnovers.
You going to be running hot, Nolan, if the Ravens start 0-2?
0-2? Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that means that I'm going to have to come in here that following Monday and have to hear phone calls about how Joe Flacco is better than Lamar Jackson.
Harbaugh.
He could throw for 50 yards with four picks, but they run the ball and somehow beat the Ravens. Don't even tempt me. Don't even bring that across my radar. I want nothing to do with that.
I don't want to, because, you know, a lot of the good caller-driven radios when things go bad because there are bitches and complaints. Then it just gets kind of, all right, we've heard. You're the ninth guy that said that today.
Maybe the first hour, I could ramp myself up for it.
Yeah.
But then it's just too much.
But if they lose at Buffalo and Looper's, you know, 2-for-4 kicking field goals, including the one that could have either tied it or won it, then we know what we're talking about there, right?
And then the other thing, Bob, is if let's say they're 8-1, people don't call, let's get to the playoffs. You know, we want to see what they do in the playoffs.
They're already saying that.
I know, but can you imagine if they're like 8-1? It doesn't matter.
And from a Bills perspective, too, later in the season, they host Kansas City. They could beat Kansas City by 50. It's like, that's great. Can you beat them in January?
Right.
Because they can't. I mean, the Ravens beat the Bills. Can't beat them in the playoffs. Buffalo could beat Kansas City. Can't beat them in the playoffs. I mean, those are the three teams. We'll see where Houston, Cincy, and the rest fall in line here.
Well, you know what I would hope, at least for week one against Buffalo, that the Ravens could maybe take a lesson from what they went through last year, the much-hyped rematch against Kansas City, the team that knocked you out. You're going there. You're going on the road. Primetime matchup. And it just felt like what Vinny was talking about, you know, a more tense John Harbaugh, a more tense team. The Ravens, the way they talked about that week one matchup last year, was like, this is it. We've been waiting 6 months for this. We have to win this game. When in reality, yeah, you want to win the game. It can do a lot for you down the road. But it's week one out of 17. It feels like they're so amped up for just this one game. And it comes down to the wire and you lose. And then they come out of that deflated and they're crushed by it. Like, you got a whole season to go here. I mean, maybe you just pace yourself a little bit.
Well, then you hope that, like you're saying here, you learn that lesson.
Exactly.
Because the same thing's going to be coming up against Buffalo here.
Would be a big win,
but
it just one win. That's all it would be, just like it would be just one loss.
Now,
don't get carried away.
Hey, what do you think would happen? First series. Lamar throws Andrews and he drops it.
Oh, boy.
I mean, if he blames his gloves, we got a problem. All right, Nolan, find out.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Let's see. Start with this one here. Talking about Trevor Rogers. Bob posing the question, would you offer him a contract now? This texter says yes. I think I would try to get Rodgers to sign a 3-year deal when the offseason rolls around. He gets an instant raise over what he would have made in arbitration, and you can show the rest of the free agency world that you will actually pay a multi-year deal for pitching.
Well, as we said earlier when we first brought it up, Mike Elias has a lot of other things that should be on top of his to-do list, but you know, if you can kill birds with stones, no pun intended, do what you got to do. At least bring it up to his representation. Hey, what do you think about maybe signing a deal here?
Chris says, I don't care what they think they have in Rodgers and Bradish coming back. The Orioles need to do whatever it takes to bring in both a 1 and 1A starter in the offseason. Anything less would be negligence and would show that Elias isn't as smart as he thinks he is.
100%. Rockabaco even agreed with us earlier in the show. You can never have enough pitching. Just go back to last year, May, when Means and everybody was coming back and Bradish. Boy, the Orioles, they might have to go to a 9-man rotation. And then everyone started dropping like flies, and you're trading for starters. It's a trade deadline. So, yeah, starters, someone who immediately goes to the top of the rotation, whoever that is. But that bullpen really needs to be addressed in some capacity.
Last text of the day. This one also Orioles needs related. This texter says, as great as the lineup appears on paper for next year, the Orioles still need to add a reliable veteran presence to make up for what they lost in Mullins and O'Hearn. The young guys are the difference makers, but the lineup needs balance, someone who's been there and done that.
Well, that's great, but a veteran presence who can produce. We don't want you around just because you're a veteran guy who is stable in the clubhouse. This clubhouse is now filled with dudes who have come up together. And bringing Mullins back, I'm not against it, per se. I think they need a veteran presence that's going to hit you 35 home runs and hit the post 130 games. Unlike Muscles O'Neill here.
Right. Well, in last night's lineup, I mean, Ryan Mountcastle ends up being the veteran by default. He's 28 years old, and yeah, he's the elder statesman all of a sudden.
Yeah, something tells me he'll be swinging a bat elsewhere in 2026, but hopefully rakes for the rest of the season and recoups some trade value here. We're back tomorrow. Woman Crush Wednesday, Orioles Red Sox tonight, BBT coming up at 6 o'clock. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. Inside Access next. For now, class dismissed.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.